Okay, all right, I am calling us back into order. We have the proper papers in front of us. And so we're still on ONCA 2542. Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So I would like the committee to consider, I'd like to make a motion that they adopt the committee substitute that's dated 10:20 a.m. April 15th, 2025. And this committee substitute amends ONCA 2542.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and we are now reviewing the committee substitute for ONCA 2542. Okay, sponsor.
Okay, thank you. So this is, I just wanted to go over the changes thus far, because as I stated, Congressman Keene and I have agreed to work together on this bill. So we took his changes and my changes and consolidated them, but I wanted to back up a little bit and just remind the committee that, as you know, today you guys postponed indefinitely his original bill. And I'm just saying that to keep everybody in line with where we were, which was his ONCA 2494. So now we have the committee substitute. We amended into it via committee under section 1B. I have added in for the committee to consider, we had amended in already a term of 2 years. And we also amended in language under C, which takes care of what happened with the election when we did the constitutional amendment that passed with our folks. Under C, we scratched out or we've stricken regular and just put session, since we can have the ability to do it in special session now. We also struck out D, which was that all terms of the members of a specific board shall have a same starting and ending date, notwithstanding subsection B of this section. We also addressed the compensation piece under section 2. 5106A, and when the language that has been struck was all members of a board or commissions of a certain designation shall receive the same compensation as other members of a board and commission of the same designation. Now that piece is, if you remember, in our resolution that actually sets the compensation, Congressman Keene had done that in ONCR 2422 back in September 26 of 2024, and it designates each of our boards. So we have an advisory, business, commission, non-business, and health board, if you remember. And what that does is say that all those in that category do not have to be paid the same. And then the other piece of language in that same section 2, 5106A strikes every odd number year and appropriated by law language. And that goes back to Congressman Keene and I, you know, addressing that we can deal with this annually. We don't have to do this every odd year. And I think you, Chair, as well mentioned, you know, us keeping track of that timing. Sometimes, you know, we'd forget until the very end, when we probably should have been addressing it in HUNCA before budget time and CJO. So that kind of helps us there. And then in B, same section 2, 5106, we struck the compensation for each category of the board or commission shall be uniform and stated by category and type allowed in the resolution. So because we had addressed that language above in A, we addressed it in B. And so that's together all of the action that we've taken in the boards and commissions at this time, Chair.
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Trey.
I'm just looking through the language, and I was comparing it to the the code, and it looks like we still refer to a non-business or a non, yeah, business commission and non-business commission. So that first sentence in paragraph A under compensation says all boards and commissions shall be designated as one of the following. And two of those in there we don't even have anymore, and it doesn't mention the health board, which is one of the designations in the code. So I think at this time it might be a good idea to clean that up and just strike out the business commission and non-business commission and insert the health board in that sentence.
Chair. I'm sorry, Trey. So are you talking about in 5103?
No, 5106.
Okay, so the language, though, if you look in 5103, is that correct under A?
503. Yes, it does look correct.
Okay, well, I was just thinking if we wanted to amend it, I think that language in 5103A should be the correct language that we could add into 5106A that includes the health board.
Trey, correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying that 5103A is fine. That's worded fine, right? It's just the compensation
part. Yes, on page 2. It's the one
that's messed up.
Correct, because it states 5103 talks about the health board, the business and non-business boards and commissions, which are all fine. And then it also mentions the advisory boards in the second sentence. So that's all fine. But 5106 mentions the business commission and non-business commission. Let me look at the definition just to make sure here.
Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. I think what you're saying is what's in A.
What I we're letting Trey work, but what I think is easier is like Trey said. So on page 2, it'll just read advisory board, business board, get rid of business commission, put in health board right there where business commission is. So it'd be advisory board, business board, health board, non-business board. That's it. That's the fix. Non-business commission's getting stricken too. So we just fix it like that. We don't have to like paste from one page to the second. We can just do the fix on page 2. Is that right, Trey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So you have an amendment?
Chair recess for, 5 minutes. Give me time to do an amendment.
We can do that because we've got time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's work through it. So without objection, we're in recess to the call of the chair to get some amendments ready. All right, thanks.